Hard on at the West Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. We're joined by boys basketball coach David Johnson. Coach, 0-3 at the TBL tournament, most recently a loss to the Onega Buffaloes, 64-52. Just take us back to that week that was at Washington County.
Well, Troy was, we were not good. They basically did whatever they wanted to, whenever they wanted to, forever, as long as they wanted to, and really didn't look like we'd gotten any better, and Frankfort kind of did the same thing to us. You know, we had got them in an overtime game and were fortunate to do so, and they went out a lot more athletic and a lot more aggressive than we were, and the Onega game was a little different. We were able to get ourselves downhill, and we competed a lot better and had chances. You know, we just didn't get free throws and allowed them to. And so it's, again, you know, when your margin of error is pretty slim, you've got to try and do the little things right and, you know, missing shots in the lane when we get those opportunities. And, you know, people are finding out, you know, we like to sit behind the three-point line, but we got to do more than that. And so there's still a lot of work to be done, but kids are they're still working hard. We just got to try and get that to get to into four quarters on Tuesdays and Friday nights here the rest of the way out.
Yeah, now we're back to really the Tuesday-Friday grind here for the next few weeks before we get into sub-state. So you mentioned just still trying to grind, still trying to work. You know, what's kind of a heavy emphasis right now? What are you really trying to hone in with your team as you make this final push?
Well, obviously, you know, you're still working on your fundamentals, at least we do, and trying to get ourselves better individually every day and ball handling and passing. And, you know, when we had shot the ball well, as we did against Centralia, and, you know, it was passing and we were hitting shots. And that's one thing, you know, we've really struggled at, and a lot of teams do. It helps when the ball's going in the basket, and we seem like we think the offense needs to dictate, and we got to do a better job with our defense, at least trying to hit, make people hit contested shots. And, you know, we allow guys to get into the lane, and then when we do get stopped, we give up second-chance points. But that's what happens with a young team. And a lot of it's physicality. A lot of it's athleticism. That's got to come with time. But at the same time, you know, we just can't keep making the same mistakes. And we're not young anymore. I mean, you're halfway through a season, so being a freshman or a sophomore really doesn't matter anymore. You've learned. You know what teams are. You know what the TVL is about. And you just got to try and find ways to get better every day and keep our attitudes right and know, you know, what our goals are. And that's compete and play together as a team. And they've done that, you know, for the majority of it. Obviously, frustration sets in sometimes. You know, we got to right the ship there, and that's my job to do that. So we'll just keep getting better. That's you know, again, it's kind of old hat, and you seem to say the same thing every week.
The TBL's been so good this year, and it's been so competitive, and another top-tier team on the schedule coming up for you Friday. You get a Blue Valley team that's off a big win against Wakefield earlier this week after they got all the way to the TBL title game in the tournament. On Monday night, losing to Axel by six, but this is an 11-2 team, and they've been very, very good. What stands out about Blue Valley?
Well, all those kids have played since they were freshmen. So, there again, there's the difference. You have a senior-dominated class, and got a lot of kids that have played and have been in the league, and so that's what you get in the TVL. If you got, you know, Centralia's got seniors, and, you know, Blue Valley's got seniors, and, you know, Axel's just, you know, we have them next Tuesday, and they're athletic and young, but they're probably, you know, they've won. So there's that, you know, they expect to win, and that's the other thing. When you expect to win and you've won, and it's a lot easier than when you've struggled like we have here over the past couple of years. And again, that falls on my shoulders, you know, and nobody feels it more than I do that the program's probably not where it needs to be. Probably that's an indicator of what probably needs to change. But at the same time, you know, while we're here, you know, Blue Valley's athletic. They're going to put the ball down on the floor. They're going to get to the basket. And they play with a lot of confidence. We haven't been at home for a couple weeks, so that'll be nice. We don't have to drive in a snowstorm out to Washington County, so that'll be nice. But, you know, we just have to continue to get better. We just, you know, there is no cupcakes on our schedule the rest of the way out. You know, everybody we play in other Blue Valley Friday, at Axel on Tuesday, and then Clifton Clyde, who's probably one, if not the one of the better teams in 1A, and they're big and physical, and again, got a lot of seniors. So it is what it is. You know, the kids keep fighting, and that's all you can ask for. You know, we just want to compete, and and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. That's all we're trying to work for. So hopefully maybe somewhere along the line we can sneak up and nab somebody, and that's the goal.
Jonathan West, boys basketball coach David Johnson, joining us, getting set for Blue Valley on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.